John 4 in your Bibles. Gospel according to John. Fourth chapter. Anybody have anything come to mind when you think of John 4? Woman at the well. Yes. And basically a Samaritan. And Jesus was obviously greatly concerned. We're going to pick it up after that event, but it is part of the event, of course. We're going to look at verse 33 tonight, John 4, 33. Therefore, said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto them, and this is our text verse, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest? Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth, another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor, other men labor, and ye are entered into their labor. Notice Jesus' reply to the disciples after his, really, look up verse 32, but he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Of course, he was on a different page than they were. He was on a spiritual page, and they were thinking about broiled fish and figs and other things, you know, that they would have been eating in that day. And that's not what he was talking about. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. I'd like to speak to you tonight on this thought. His meat is our meat. His meat is our meat. Subtitle of that, Jesus is not a vegetarian. Not just straight. Because it's not real food. But anyway. Okay, Heavenly Father, I just lost something. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your grace and your mercy. Thank you that we have the freedom to stand outside and have a church service. Wow, what a blessing. We're grateful for this. Thank you for the people that could be with us, those that are joining us online as well. And Lord, we pray that as we just look through these verses, that the Holy Spirit of God would be the teacher and preacher tonight. You would empty us of ourselves and fill us with your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Over and over again, you will hear in your Christian life, whether it's from the pastor, from a Sunday school teacher, from a guest missionary or evangelist, that it is vital that we as Christians take in order to stay healthy spiritually. When I say take in, I'm not referring to literal food. I'm referring to the spiritual nourishment that we all need. And that's true. We all do need to take in. Tonight, though, I believe we learn from the Savior that giving out, is also very important for that same spiritual health. If I was to do one more than the other, would not be balanced, if you will. I am to take in, but I'm not to take in simply for the purpose of taking it in, taking in, taking in, taking in, taking in, taking in. I'm the purpose of it is for me to take in to then give out. And I get in the Word of God and then give it to someone else. And we would teach others also. I didn't do a survey, and I'm not doing a survey. I'm not asking for anyone to raise their hand, but I think probably we have a more difficult time giving out than we do taking in. It's not to say that there won't be a struggle with even having our daily devotions, but I think probably our struggle would be more with when the Holy Spirit says, you know, you need to confront that person with the gospel. Now, it doesn't, I'm not saying it's a complete stranger, but it might be. But that's where I believe many times the giving out kind of stops. And so what I would like to illuminate tonight, or ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate tonight, is what God really touched and talked to me about in this text, is that to be in the will of God, I need to be giving out too. That's what Jesus said. Look what he said in verse 34 again. My meat. My meat. What is this meat? This meat is a spiritual exercise. This meat is spiritual nourishment. Why do we eat meat? And I'm not saying just meat, but why do we eat food? Right? We need it for strength. He says, I get strength from doing the will of my Father. Strength comes not just from taking it all in, but there's a supernatural strength that comes when we give it out too. And so I'd like to give you four things quickly as we look through these verses. In verse number 34, number one, we see that there is nourishing in doing. There is nourishing in doing. As I said a moment ago, the meat that Jesus is referring to here is being obedient to the will of his Father. That was his complete objective for coming to this world, was to do the will of his Father. He said it, not my will, but thine be done. And so we receive nourishment, and this sounds like when you lose your life, you're going to find it. Because we might think, if we're giving out and giving out and giving out, how are we receiving nourishment? It's because God is the one who's giving us the spiritual strength as we're giving out. The Holy Spirit of God is replenishing that. And as we're taking it in, we're not taking it in. Again, a sponge is useless when it's full of water. But you bring that sponge out and it produces, it's able to take from water from one area to another area or whatever it may be, and it's useful when it's got nothing in it. But yet there is a purpose for the sponge to soak up the water. The purpose of soaking up this word is not to keep it in me, it's to give it out. And that's why I say, this is our meat too. What is our meat? To do the will of God. What was the meat of Jesus? To do the will of God. What is our meat? What is our energy, spiritually speaking? It is to be in and doing the will of God. Not just sitting in, and again, please, I think you know me well enough, but not just sitting and reading the Bible all day. Now, there's time for that. Okay? Not just sitting and praying all day. There's a time for that. Not just listening to sermons all day. There's a time for that. That isn't to say that any of these can't be done all day. If God leads you to do one of those all day, fine. But that's not the only part of being the Christian. Being the Christian is like Jesus said here. Look, guys, I've got more meat than you know what you're talking about. My meat isn't fish and chips. My meat is the will of the Father. But he was nourished in that. What did he do here? He poured his life into one woman for this event, right? He poured his life into a woman who went to a well in the heat of the day. Why did she go to the well in the heat of the day? Well, we really don't know for sure, but we can speculate that she was maybe a really bad sinner. And she didn't want to be seen by anybody, and so she would go to the well, and she was a really bad sinner, because Jesus even said that to her. But she didn't want to be seen with all the other women, and yet he poured his life into this woman. And what did it do? It nourished him for greater works. Look at verse 39. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him, for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that ever I did. He was investing and pouring himself into one outcast woman who, in all actuality then, he was not just investing himself into one outcast woman. He was investing himself into all the people who she would invest herself in. So think about it. As you are taking in, and then as you are pouring out into whoever. That isn't the only person that you're pouring into. You're pouring into every person who that person will pour into someday as well. So there's nourishing in doing. Verse 34. Okay, verse 35. Not only is there nourishing in doing, but number two, Jesus makes it very clear in the context to his disciples, there should be an urgency in doing. An urgency. He said, don't say something. He said, don't say, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. This was a proverb with the idea that there is no particular hurry for whatever the task is, because things simply take time, and you can't avoid the waiting. But this was a known proverb of the day. It wasn't necessarily a bad proverb. But in the sense of the harvest of souls, Jesus is saying, don't use that proverb here. This is not the time to say, wait 4 months and then come and harvest. This is something that needs immediate attention. And I submit to you tonight that the meat of our Father in heaven is something that needs immediate attention. Whatever the will of God is for my life needs immediate attention. I don't want to try to do the will of God later. I want to do the will of God now. Whatever that is, whether it's witnessing to somebody or whether it's being in the Word of God, whether it doesn't matter what it is, Jesus said, that is my meat. That is my energy, spiritually speaking, doing the will of God. And I submit to you, that's exactly where we are going to be strongest, is when we're doing the will of God. And yes, doing involves reading and studying and praying and all of these things. But it also involves the doing and speaking. I submit to you that we have a continual harvest around us tonight. A continual harvest. Mr. Spurgeon said, expect a present blessing. Believe that you will have it. Go to work to get it. And do not be satisfied unless you do have it. Don't, Jesus said to his disciples, there's an urgency. Look around us. There's an urgency in doing the will of God. I'll do the will of God later. No, let's do the will of God now. What is the will of God for your life? What is the will of God for my life? Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man, right? What is God commanding us to do? Yeah, that's where we search the scriptures. But we're not just searching them for information. We're searching the scriptures so that we can do. That we're not just a hearer of the word, that we're a doer of the word. So there's a great urgency. Procrastination is usually not something to be known by. I'm guilty of it. How about you? I'll get to it. I'll do it later, 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 later. But it is especially damaging in this area. Getting the gospel to lost souls is not something we should procrastinate in doing. It's something that there should be an urgency in getting the gospel getting the seed of the gospel into the field, looking for opportunities to water or to reap. There must be an urgency. Number three, look at verse 36. Notice the end of the verse says, he that reapeth, both he that soweth, pardon me, and he that reapeth. We understand those two words, right? One is putting the seed into the ground and covering it up. Not typically the most glamorous job. You know, going out into a field and planting seeds. Not the funnest job sometimes. Having done it. But I do remember going back out into the field when it was time to pick everything and cut the cauliflower heads off and cut the cabbage heads off and dig up the potatoes and do all of that stuff. Now that was fun stuff. But if you didn't have the time to go out and plant, there would be no rejoicing in the late summer, early fall, would there? That's why Jesus said here, whether you are planting or whether you are reaping, what happens when the harvest comes? There's rejoicing. Number three, there is rejoicing in doing. There's rejoicing in doing. There is a reward in the harvest. There are people in 2021 who will come to Jesus Christ and will be saved. Amen. They will. God's word is not going to return void. I don't know which ones will, and I don't know which ones won't. I don't have that ability. You don't have that ability. But what can we do? Plant, plant, water, water, plant, water, reap. And what do? We rejoice together in all. We rejoice in these however many thousand homes in Japan were reached with the gospel. Now, he didn't say anything about anybody in those homes getting saved. That's not discouraging. You're not going to have a harvest unless you have a planting, right? It doesn't go the other way around. We haven't figured out how to do that yet, have we? No, you've got to get out there and you've got to plant those seeds and you've got to pray over those seeds and you've got to water those seeds. But you've got to get out and put the seeds out in the first place. And so as we get our missionary letters in, those are exciting things. 2,000, over 2,000. And then those other, the Luke project that they're in and they're working in. And we thank God for it. But there are people who will get saved. We cannot save, but we must be doing the work of an evangelist. Turn over to Luke 15, please. Luke 15. We rejoice with anyone tonight who's preaching the clear gospel message. And unfortunately, it's getting fewer and fewer. Let's be clearly preaching the gospel message. So we're talking about Jesus' meat is our meat. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me. So what is our meat? Our meat is to do the will of God. Our meat is not to do our own will. And as we're involved in the meat that God has given us, by the way, Anchor Baptist Church, we have our meat. That's the will of God for our congregation, his congregation, his church. It's not the same as everybody else. Hey, we're praying for churches that are preaching the gospel. What does God have for us to do? And by the way, as we do it, it's nourishing. You know, we get, and we're going to talk about this, we don't want to get weary in well-doing, but our bodies get weary, but I hope our spirit never gets weary. Yeah, our bodies get weary. It happens. But I hope there's a refreshing that comes into our spirit at the end of a Sunday or at the end of a service or at the end of a time of sharing the gospel or giving out VBS flyers or whatever it may be, that we just had the privilege of taking the glorious gospel message and planting it for a harvest of souls. That's encouraging. That's lifting. So there's nourishing in it. There's an urgency in it. There's rejoicing in doing it. Let's rejoice when we hear of a soul getting saved. Let's rejoice in these times. Today, we had someone come to the office, and we're online, but we had someone come to the office that we've been praying for to get saved. And this individual said, several weeks ago, I actually got saved. Someone who we've been praying for, who attends Anchor Baptist Church. And I'm telling you what, that was thrilling. But that came over years. Praying, loving in Jesus, inviting. But what happens? Now we all rejoice in it together. Look at Luke 15, 7, please. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Verse 10, likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Praise God. There's when we get out and we do the meat that Jesus has for us, that God the Father has for us, there is rejoicing in it. But I like this last one too. Look at verse 37 of our text. And herein is that saying true. We kind of touched on it already. One soweth and another reapeth. Number four, there is timing in doing. There's timing. It's always God's timing. So, is it time to reap? I don't know. There will be a time to reap. Is it time to sow? I don't know. But all of it's taking place. There will be times of watering. There will be times of sowing. There will be times of reaping. Here's the good news, church. It is not our responsibility to figure out which one. it's our responsibility to be about the meat that God has for us, which is the will of God. That's what the meat is. Jesus said, my meat. In other words, when he was doing the will of God, he was energized. Think about, I mean, we're not going to be like him in that sense, but fasting and going all that time, he was doing the will of the Father. There's something about doing God's will and what it produces in us to continue to move forward by faith. And when we're out of his will, there's a weakness that comes over. We don't have the strength that we could have. There's timing, though. God's Spirit will make it clear at the appointed time. So, what is your meat? Well, it's one or the other. It doesn't say that there's four or five things. It says one sows, one reaps. So, be sowing. And when it's time to reap, you'll know it's time to reap. But there's timing. Now, I want to kind of bring a few more things in as in kind of a closing, but it's a little longer closing than normal. We've said tonight that it is our responsibility to partake of the same meat that Jesus partook of. What was the meat that Jesus partook of? Doing the will of his Father. Now let's look at the opposite of that. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 14. I believe the Lord will tie this in our hearts. Isaiah chapter 14. And look, please, verse 12 with me. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart. Now remember what Jesus said his meat was. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me. So Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Satan said, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. This is the contrast from Jesus, who said, it's my meat to do the will of him that sent me. This is the contrast, and where Satan said, it's all about me, me, me. Now, I'm not saying this to say tonight that we are Satan, but what I am saying, though, is if I'm not surrendered to the will of God, then whose will am I surrendered to? I'm surrendered to my will, which Satan said his will was completely opposite of God's will. And so, that's why we've got to surrender and say, you know what? Not my will, but thine be done. And whatever area of our life it is, I don't want to be like Satan. I don't want to be like the devil. The devil said, I'm doing it. I'm going there. I'm going there. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him. So, let's make sure we choose wisely. Turn to Galatians 6. Galatians 6. His meat is our meat. Follow his example. Galatians 6, 9. This is what we referred to earlier. Now let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good. Do you get the picture here of the word do? Right? Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of God. Do for me is action. Now you can be doing something and standing still, I guess. Twiddling your thumbs maybe, or clapping or whatever. But you understand what I'm saying. There's the idea of some movement. And then Paul says here, as we are doing something, make sure that we understand it's not us that's doing it. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Psalm 118:23, I'll read it for you. The psalmist said, "This is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes." All that God is allowing us to do, all of the meat that we have, that's His will, okay? All of the meat that we're partaking of, it's still not even us, but it's God working through us. It is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. Anchor Baptist Church, it's the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. One person getting saved, it's the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. We just made an agreement with Canada Post to do another 100,000 postcards in the next year. I hope we do way more than that. We did 135,000 this year so far. And that's not our doing. That's the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. But it is the will of Him that sent us. What is the will of the Father? That all would be saved. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Does that mean everybody's going to get saved? No, that doesn't mean that. But that's God's will. So if that's God's will, then that's the meat. My meat, as Jesus said, that's our meat, is to do the will of Him that sent me. If God wants the world to be saved, what part can I play in? What part can I be involved in doing something to get the gospel to someone? Lastly, I want to bring you to Matthew 24, please. Our closing text. Matthew 24. And look, please, if you will, at verse 45. "Therefore, be ye also ready." Verse 44. Sorry, I said 45. 44. "Therefore, be ye also ready." 24, 44. "For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." "Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season?" Question. "Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so what? Do it." Do it. What is it that God wants us? What is it that God wants you? What is it that God wants me? What is it that He wants us to be doing? Simplified, He wants us to be doing His will. What is His will? You know what? Every day we need to be led by His Spirit. His Spirit will lead us to His will. I don't know what God's will is for you tomorrow, but I know that I want to surrender tomorrow, if I have tomorrow. I want to surrender tomorrow to the Lord, and I want to say, "God, whatever your will is, I know that's going to be the meat that I need today. And if I'm doing my will for the day, I'm not going to have the same spiritual energy, so to speak, as I would have if I was doing your will, because then I need to be saying, I will do this. I will have my will." We know where that got Satan. Defeat. I want to be a victorious Christian. And the greatest way to be a victorious Christian is to surrender every day and say, "God, whatever your will is, that's what I want for today." So, I believe that His meat is our meat. He left us a beautiful example to follow. Follow the Father's will, and we'll have the strength that we need for each other.